Welcome to the Adult Explore the Bible Weekly Leader Training Podcast, the podcast where we dive deep into scripture to uncover timeless truth. This podcast is designed to help teachers prepare to lead a Bible study group using Lifeway's Explore the Bible Adult Resources. I'm Amber Vaden, team leader for Explore the Bible Adults. Well, we just wrapped up our spring study where we explored the second half of Matthew's Gospel. Starting this week, we're diving into a whole new quarter of study. We will examine the books of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. In this episode, we're going to explore two big questions as we look ahead at our quarter of study. First, what should we know before diving in? And second, what theological truths will we encounter in these books? Well, let's begin. What do we need to know as we begin this study? Well, these three books recount Israel's conquest of the Promised Land and the challenges they faced in the generations that followed. We get a deeper understanding of the covenant relationship between God and his people, both when the Israelites were faithful to God and when they were unfaithful. These books clearly show the blessings of obedience and the pitfalls of unfaithfulness to the Lord. One thing is clear, the Lord was and is always faithful, even when his people aren't. Joshua begins where Numbers and Deuteronomy left off. Israel was camped on the eastern side of the Jordan River, just across from the Promised Land. Moses had just died, and God chose Joshua to lead the people. Two major events take place that we read about in the book of Joshua. First is Israel's conquest of the Promised Land, and we read about this in chapters 1 through 12. This is followed by the distribution of the land to each tribe, which we read about in chapters 13 through 24. The book of Judges picks up where Joshua ended. Judges 17:6 and 21:25 sum up the state of the Israelites. Verse 6 says this, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what seemed right to him. This generation forgot the Lord and adopted the pagan practices of the Canaanite people." We see a cycle that unfortunately gets repeated over and over. Israel sinned. God provided judgment. Israel cried out to God in repentance. God heard their cry and raised up a judge to lead them back to him. This downward spiral continued, though, with the Israelites' rebellion becoming progressively worse. Ruth is set in the time of the judges. We learn that from chapter 1, verse 1. This book focuses on the story of Naomi and Ruth, a mother-in-law and her daughter-in-law, both of whom were widows. Naomi and Ruth faced distressing situations, but the Lord provided Ruth a kinsman redeemer in Boaz. Ultimately, this book chronicles David's ancestry, from which we can trace Jesus' birth. So what theological truths will we uncover in the books of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth? In the book of Joshua, we read of God's faithfulness to do what he says he will do. His kingdom purposes will come to pass. From God's promise to Abraham in Genesis 17:8 to give him a land, we see centuries later that God keeps his promises. In Judges, we learn that God hears a repentant heart and he restores. He is our Savior and he uses his people to accomplish his purposes. At the same time, we're responsible to God for our choices. And finally, the book of Ruth demonstrates God's grace for those who trust in him. He is sovereign over the most distressing situations and he is at work. Well, thank you for listening today. We hope this quarter of study leads you to a closer walk with the Lord, and we are praying for your group as you study God's Word each week. Join us next time as we dive into Session 1.